Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The World Could Be Otherwise Imagination, and The Bodhisattva Path by Norman Fisher presents a Zen-inflected guide to Buddhist ethical life that treats imagination as a practical spiritual faculty. Rather than framing awakening as an escape from daily problems, the book explores how the Bodhisattva ideal invites readers to meet suffering with creativity, courage, and compassion in the middle of ordinary life. Fisher, known for making Buddhist teachings accessible to contemporary readers, connects classical Mahayana themes with modern concerns, such as social division, overwhelm, and the sense that things are stuck as they are. The central premise is that we suffer not only because life is difficult, but because our minds narrow what feels possible. By reawakening moral and contemplative imagination, we can widen our choices and respond to people and situations with greater freedom. The book blends reflection, Buddhist concepts, and practical orientation toward vows and conduct, aiming to help readers envision a life of service that is realistic, humane, and deeply grounded. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, imagination as a spiritual capacity. A core theme is that imagination is not merely fantasy or entertainment, but a trainable capacity that shapes perception, emotion, and ethics. Fisher emphasizes that what we consider possible determines how we act. When the mind is trapped in rigid stories about ourselves or others, compassion shrinks, and we default to habitual reactions. The book reframes imagination as the ability to see alternatives in the very moment of difficulty, another interpretation, another response, another way to relate. This matters on the Bodhisattva path, because the commitment to benefit beings requires flexibility and inventiveness, not fixed formulas. Imagination also supports patience and perseverance by allowing us to hold a longer horizon than immediate frustration. The practice dimension is implicit mindfulness, and meditation stabilizes attention so that imaginative insight is not impulsive but discerning. In this view, ethical transformation is not only about willpower, it is about learning to see more clearly and more broadly. By cultivating an imaginative mind informed by Buddhist wisdom, the reader can begin to experience that the world as lived is partially co-created by mind and therefore can be met in fresh ways. Secondly, the Bodhisattva vow and everyday responsibility. The book centers the Bodhisattva ideal, a Mahayana commitment to seek awakening in order to help all beings. Fisher treats this vow less as a heroic slogan and more as a daily orientation that changes how one approaches work, relationships, community, and inner life. The vow is intentionally vast, which can feel impossible, yet that impossibility becomes a feature. It keeps the heart open and prevents complacency. Instead of measuring success by outcomes alone, the vow emphasizes intention, effort, and willingness to return again and again. Fisher highlights how this approach dignifies ordinary acts, listening well, telling the truth, showing up consistently, as genuine Bodhisattva practice. The vow also brings clarity to moral life. When choices are complex, the question becomes how to reduce harm and increase care, even in small increments. Importantly, the Bodhisattva path is not separate from personal healing. By turning toward others with humility and tenderness, one also meets one's own fear, anger, and grief with more spaciousness. The result is a grounded spirituality that links inner practice to the responsibility of living among others. Thirdly, compassion without sentimentality. Fisher presents compassion as both feeling and discipline. Rather than treating compassion as a soft emotion that arises only when circumstances are favorable, the book points toward compassion as a steady practice that can include firmness, boundaries, and honest speech. This is crucial for modern readers who may associate compassion with people pleasing or self-sacrifice. The Bodhisattva approach insists that care for others must be balanced with wisdom about conditions, motivations, and consequences. Compassion becomes a way of seeing, recognizing suffering and its causes, not a mere reaction. The book also suggests that compassion can be imaginative. It asks us to picture the inner life of others, to understand context, and to consider responses that do not escalate harm. At the same time, compassion is directed inward. Without self-compassion, practice becomes harsh and moralistic, leading to burnout or hypocrisy. Fisher positions the path as compassionate realism, acknowledging that suffering is pervasive and that our capacities are limited while still committing to act. This form of compassion matures into equanimity, where one can remain present to difficulty without shutting down or turning away. Fourthly, non-duality, emptiness, and the possibility of change. Behind the book's encouragement to imagine a different world is a Buddhist view of reality as dynamic and relational. Fisher draws on Mahayana insights often associated with emptiness and non-duality, the idea that things do not exist in fixed, isolated ways, but arise through causes, conditions, and perception. When identity and circumstances are seen as fluid rather than permanent, change becomes more plausible. This does not mean denying pain or pretending that anything can happen. It means recognizing that the present is not as solid as it feels. The book links this insight to ethical action. If self and other are not ultimately separate, then caring for others is not an external obligation but an expression of understanding. Non-duality also softens rigid judgment, because people are seen as conditioned and capable of transformation. For readers, these teachings can shift the experience of stuckness. Problems may remain, but the sense that there is only one script loosens. Meditation and mindful awareness support this by showing how thoughts and emotions arise and pass, which trains the mind to hold experience lightly. From that lightness, one can choose responses with more freedom, making genuine change more attainable. Lastly, practice in a troubled world. The book situates the Bodhisattva path within the realities of contemporary life, where anxiety, polarization, ecological fear, and social suffering can feel overwhelming. Fisher does not treat practice as retreat from these conditions, but as a way to meet them without despair. Imagination is again central. It helps readers envision meaningful action even when solutions are partial. The Bodhisattva path values small, consistent acts grounded in presence, because these acts build trust and reduce harm in immediate contexts. The book also suggests that spiritual practice can support resilience. By learning to sit with uncertainty, the practitioner becomes less reactive and more able to respond skillfully. This has implications for communication, conflict, and community life. A Bodhisattva approach encourages listening for what is true beneath fear and anger, including in oneself. It also encourages humility about one's own views, making dialogue more possible. The world could be otherwise, not as a naive prediction, but as an ethical stance that keeps the heart engaged. For readers, the practical takeaway is that practice and social responsibility can be integrated. Contemplation fuels action, and action reveals where further contemplation is needed. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in Zen or Mahayana Buddhism, who want a meaningful bridge between contemplative practice and compassionate engagement. It will also appeal to people who feel discouraged by the state of the world and are looking for a spiritual framework that neither denies suffering nor collapses into cynicism. The main benefit is a shift in how you relate to possibility. By treating imagination as an ethical and spiritual tool, Fisher helps readers see that even when circumstances are hard, your response is not predetermined. That perspective can improve daily life through calmer attention, kinder relationships, and more purposeful choices, while also supporting long-term commitments to service and justice. Compared to similar Buddhist titles that focus primarily on meditation technique or philosophical explanation, this book stands out for emphasizing creative moral agency rooted in the Bodhisattva vow. It offers a vision of practice that is both inwardly transformative and outwardly responsible, without turning spirituality into self-improvement alone. For buyers, the value is in its integrative approach. It invites you to cultivate wisdom, compassion, and imagination together, making the teachings applicable to ordinary decisions and to the larger challenges of modern life. If you would like to support Norman Fisher, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.